This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday. Just the last, this is the hump. On a hump day, this is the hump for the Wendy's Big Show. Once you get past the 3 o'clock hour, it's kind of it moves through to the weekend from there. So, ladies and gentlemen, the weekend is on its way. It's coming, and the weather is going to get better. Gary, you keep looking out the window, just like this little bit of a frown on your face, seeing the rain coming down.
Well, because I'm ready for some. We haven't had a nice stretch here yet.
We've gotten teased with a couple of nice days, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm ready for the. Like, you know, you're just talking about summer drinks, and tonight will be a good night to sit on the deck and just have a nice summer drink.
Mm-hmm. Little cigar.
Yeah.
Little music playing on the pillow.
Yeah.
Brewers baseball on the TV. Mm-hmm. Not much better than that. I mean,
no.
we're just waiting for that. You're right. The stretch is what we haven't
had. The stretch.
Where you get 3, 4, 5, 6 days in a row.
It's still been weather like... little fire at night outside, you mm-hmm. know, it's been that. But I'm ready.
But you need the sweatpants on for that fire.
Yeah,
you're not going out there in the shorts and everything like that. Also, all I see in this rain, bringing up fires, all I think is mosquitoes.
You know, mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. I already said they're just breeding right now.
Update: Kevin Durant quickly before we get back into some football conversation. Gary, Kevin Durant on Instagram saying, "What's good, everybody? I wanted to update you all. I did rupture my Achilles. Surgery was today, and it was a success." Easy money. My road back starts now. I got my family and my loved ones by my side. We truly appreciate all the messages and support people have sent our way. Like I said Monday, I'm hurting deeply, but I'm okay. Basketball is my biggest love, and I wanted to be out there that night because that's what I do. I wanted to help my teammates on our quest for the three-peat. Interesting, as we asked that same question yesterday, would that be enough for you? Was that his motivation?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way things go in this game, and I am proud that I gave it all my all physically that I could, and I'm proud my brothers got the W. It's going to be a journey, but I'm built for it. I'm a hooper. I know my brothers can get this game 6, and I'll be cheering on with Dub Nation while they do. Easy money sniper on Instagram. That's Kevin Durant. So he did rupture his Achilles, and he's on the road back. Moving
well,
on the way back.
Did you hear from his mom? Did you hear his mom today?
On Good Morning America?
Yeah.
It was somber, but Wanda Durant just gives you like a whole new level of, I want to give her a hug. Like she feels like the mom, like you walk in and you walked in and you grab the cookies out of the fridge, grab the milk right away.
Uh-huh.
She would walk over and be, you grab the 2%. You're supposed to grab the whole milk.
That's Willie Mae.
That's the good stuff.
That's Willie Mae right there.
Just like the mom that you know, like you can't mess up with.
That's Willie Mae right there, cuz. That'd be my mama. That's totally Willie Mae. Don't be going in here grabbing
the Oreos, thinking you're just walking in.
Yeah.
Just, everything's all right.
Yeah. Like you just can eat anything you want in house.
No, that's not how it is.
Ask somebody.
Somebody will let you get into the fridge.
Right.
You're not walking in taking it.
Walking in just taking stuff, then laughing as you eating it. Don't drop no crumbs on the floor either. Think you're just gonna walk over.
Oh, come on! Now I'm eating up all those crumbs. I'm not letting anything go to waste. You know that. You know that better than most.
Should we
no
get
doubt.
Craig in West Dallas?
Let's grab Craig in here before we move on here.
Craig, hey, Craig. What you got, Craig? What we doing here?
Hey, they've been doing that improvising on the offense with an all-star quarterback or Pro Bowl quarterback. I mean, I'm sure Montana, Favre sure did it. I mean, we see Holmgren pulling his hair out. And all of a sudden saying, oh, yeah, right, you know, mm-hmm. touchdown, way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to go until it's over. I mean, it's been going on for decades. Okay. So to microscope it and say, you know, LaFleur hasn't seen it, no, he hasn't. He hasn't seen a quarterback like Rodgers.
Right. I agree. So there's much to do about nothing, you're saying?
No, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Now, was there something there with McCarthy and Rodgers?
at the end, there probably was. I mean, like I said, people weren't listening. I mean, the guys wanted to do what Rodgers got him. I mean, got him to a Super Bowl and won one, lost one. I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to listen to the, I mean, for us growing up, I'm 54.
Yeah.
I did the same thing like Gary said before. You know, you don't ever override the quarterback coach or the coach itself.
Right.
In any sport.
Right.
Even in life. I mean,
right.
You don't go over
exactly.
management to say, hey, this is the way I'm going to do it, and this is it or nothing, you know.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Because you'll get out the door before they will.
Exactly. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Craig sounds like a good dude.
I like Craig.
Craig sounds like a good
dude.
Craig's
54. He's in my warehouse.
What do you think Craig's more excited for, Badgers football or Packers football?
I don't know, but I can tell you what I'm more excited for.
Because you played for both, alumni of both,
well,
Wisconsin Badger running back alum.
Yeah.
Alum of the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
Gary, which one are you more excited for, Badgers football, Badgers Saturdays out in Madison, jump around? The Grateful Red going nuts over there in the student sections across LMPN and whatever they are in the student section, coming in halfway through the first quarter. Badgers running it up. Jonathan Taylor taking a chance at the Heisman Trophy. Maybe Graham Mertz. Maybe my man Danny Vandenboom. Or Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers getting their first tastes up at Lambeau Field. Packers Sundays, not much better at Lambeau Field. Which are you more excited for?
You want to know that right now?
Right now. And for everybody else at 414-799-1250, they can let me know what they believe as well.
And I take some flack. I'll take some heat on this. Badger football. I'm totally stoked for Badger football. Like I told everybody about 15 years ago when you first started listening to me, I know what the Badger program is all about. Dude, if they can get me 10 or 11 wins, I'm happy as a clam.
And they got a chance with 11 games, five straight at home.
I know what that Badger football program is. Until we start recruiting like Ohio State and getting like Ohio State type players, then my expectations will be national championship. Now I'm not saying we can't win one, because everybody can. If the Badgers keep doing what they're doing, I think they may luck up and get into the playoffs and try to make it. But they just don't. I mean, if you look at the roster, top to bottom, Alabama, Clemson, they don't have any of them guys there. They may have one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson's got about 50 of them.
No, they don't have them up and down the defensive line. Like Clemson had four guys going in the top 100 picks.
So, and to me, it just feels like there's less stress. I can't wait till Wisconsin plays Michigan because we can beat them at home. I'm looking way more forward to Badger football than the Packer football, because this Packer football stuff that we just talked about a few minutes ago, it concerns me a little bit.
It's also a little bit stressful.
It is. But Packer football is stressful, man. Badger football, I know what we are.
Where you can just go and enjoy the game, watch the game, love of the competition.
We're going to win about 11 games. You okay, big boy?
Yeah, that was not a good one.
That was nasty.
That was not. No,
you're right?
That was nasty. Yeah, I got a little burp. That one started like on my right side, came all the way through. Ooh.
Come on, man.
Go ahead. Sorry. You're excited about the Badger football?
Yeah, shake it off.
I was feeling those Sunday games.
Well,
they're
going to win by 10, 11 games, right?
Yeah. They're always
going
to be right there.
Warm Bowl. I went to the bowl in Miami. Man, they told Miami up. You hear me?
For the Orange Bowl.
Yes. I went to the Orange Bowl in Miami. They tore them up, and they can do stuff like that. So they feel like there's no pressure, and it's just the vibe to it. There is just different. The Packers, man, just got too much stuff going on right now for me to be. I'm just uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable, and you know we're talking about Super Bowls for the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Steve got them at 13 wins already.
13-3. Aaron Rodgers revenge tour.
Man, yeah. Well, okay.
This poll is up at 105.7 FM, The Fan, on Twitter. Are you more excited for Badgers football or Packers football this fall? 414-799-1250. While you're on Twitter at 105.7 FM, The Fan, use the hashtag BigShowDrinks. Want to know what your summer drink of choice is, because we need some motivation. We need to feel good about summer coming as we're sitting here June 13th and it's pouring rain outside.
Okay.
So Summerfest is on its way. You can get your chance at Summerfest tickets. Hashtag BigShowDrinks at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay.
Gary, I'm on the complete other side. I can't wait for week one, kickoff of the 100th season of the NFL.
Okay.
Packers, Bears. There's so many storylines that, for me as a young dude, I've seen. This will be my third coach of the Green Bay Packers that I've seen in my lifetime. Mike Sherman, Mike McCarthy, Matt LaFleur.
Right.
For this, the intrigue of having a new coach, the drama that went on with the Tyler Dunn article, the Mike McCarthy dismissing last year that some didn't like, some liked it, some thought it was too soon, some thought it was 4 years too late. Mm-hmm. I love the intrigue. I love the drama. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see 12 back on the field
right. In
Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been a little bit biased in this sense of I tend to like and cheer more as a fan in pro sports than I do in college football. Like college football, I love watching.
Right.
Because I love watching the helmets crack. I love just the passion. I love the kids jumping around. Mm-hmm. I love the party atmosphere.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's the fun part of college football to
me.
College football is more of like a vacation
for
me.
Yes.
Where pro football is.
It's business.
It's business.
It's real
business. It's time to get down to it.
Yes.
It's time to get down to work.
We got time to be messing around.
And I'm ready to get to work this fall. I'm excited with it. I can't wait to see what this Packers team is going to look like. How many times we're going to come in here on a Monday
and
say,
totally afraid.
What happened? Rodgers.
I don't want to know what happened.
Rodgers with a 57% completion percentage.
Don't want to see that.
Two picks.
See, my passion level, and this may be crazy, my passion level for the Packers are way, and I think you hit it on it, my passion level for the Packers are way out of whack. It's just way off the scale. And where, you're right, the Badgers, I'm just going to have fun. I mean,
it's fun.
But if the Packers don't do well, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. We got a Hall of Fame quarterback, man. We need to be winning another Super Bowl here. Okay, we got Graham Mertz, whatever it is. I don't care. I mean,
he can play.
Yeah. You got Taylor. I mean, you got about 4 or 5 offensive linemen, pretty good. Okay. But you're right. It's just fun.
Yeah. We got some people waving at us. Feel like a zoo animal. Yeah. Hi. Yeah, we're over
just,
here.
They look just like their mama. No.
So you're just like tempered emotion.
I'm apprehensive about
this. I like that word, apprehensive.
Season.
Okay. So it's not
tempered
excitement.
Yes. No,
it's apprehension.
Yes,
but for the excitement level, that's all in Madison for Gary.
Oh yeah, hey, let's go, let's do this.
See, yeah,
I'm
always apprehensive when I go to Madison.
And here's
the
other thing too.
Now
here's
what's gonna happen.
Here's the other thing too, because when I'm in Green Bay, guess what I'm doing?
Working. Yeah,
so that's a whole different another thing.
Sure.
And when I go to a game in Madison, it's just me time. I'm letting it go. Right, I'm at the Bucky's. My boy's got the Bucky's wagon or wherever he's got. My boy Ian. Ian's got the Bucky's wagon. And did you ever see the Bucky's rescue unit? You ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
Google it. Bucky's rescue unit. He's got an ambulance. He's got an ambulance that made into like a party type thing.
Okay.
And he's got the...
Oh, I've seen this before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's where you catch me, cuz. He's got the levers on the side, cuz. You just hit it. It just free
flow. Now, that park's right over by Regent.
Hey, no, hey. Hey, man. Everybody know where I'm at, cuz. Hey, man.
I've played a few hundred games of bags.
Yeah,
down Regent Street. That's a sweet ride he's got going there.
He's getting two levers on the side because you hit the levers, man. It's just free flow. We got about a 70-inch in the back, screen.
Oh, taking care of it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We're not messing around. We gutted the whole back
out. That's GE time when you're down in Madison.
What?
It's Gary Ellerson when you get to Green Bay.
What?
I understand what your excitement
and so that's fun.
Difference is. Okay.
And that's fun. We get 11 wins, I'm good.
Yeah, you're going down, maybe seeing possibly Pasadena.
Yes.
It's not one of the semifinal games this year.
Yes.
Could be hanging out at the Rose Bowl.
Could be.
It could be the Capital One Bowl.
Could be.
But it's going to be New Year's Day.
It's warm.
They're going to be in a bowl game.
And they're going to win.
Okay.
But this whole Packers thing, man, is...
Oh, I love it. I love every second of it. Can't wait for
it. Can't do it right now.
Can't wait for it. Are you more excited for Badgers football or Packers football? Gary and I are on complete opposite ends of this. What we are, we meet right in the middle, is with Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors getting good deals for people.
Yeah, I love those people, man. They're absolutely incredible because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now, guys. They're offering 0% down, 0% finance for 18 months, guys. That's no payments until June of 2020, folks. That's just free money. So call them up today. Call them at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Go to PellaWI.com. That's for the zero down, folks. Zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Got a chance for you to win Summerfest tickets. Use the hashtag Big Show Drinks at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Your favorite summer drink for Gary and I. Vodka lemonade is a consensus on the Wendy's Big Show. Not a consensus of what we're most looking forward to this fall. Badgers football or Packers football. 414-799-1250 on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson alongside on the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 weekdays here on The Fan. Gary Piper.
Yeah, Piper.
On Twitter at 105.7 FM The Fan. Are you more excited for Badgers football or Packers football is what we're asking this fall? There's a lot going on with the Packers. It feels it's more like work, not only for Gary, host of the Green and Gold postgame show.
Yeah.
But Packer fans alike, it feels like you're sitting there and you're just like on the edge of your seat and everything's painful. You feel like you're going to have a grabber 90% of the time you're watching the game. Thinking, Roger, no! Okay, it's all good. So Piper says, it's hard to get excited for Badger football. You lose one game and the season's over. The program has done everything but make the playoffs.
No. Because see, here's the thing. You got to understand, and that's why I say, you got to understand what the Badger program is. If you understand what it is, then that's not a big deal. If you don't understand what the program is, then that's a big deal.
If you believe this program is Alabama, then
you got a problem.
Then you got a problem.
Yeah. But see, I don't believe that it is. I don't believe that it's Clemson. I don't believe that it's Alabama. I don't believe that it's Ohio State.
Mm-mm.
I believe that it could be Michigan until Michigan do something that changes my mind.
Which 10, 15 years ago, people would have called you crazy for saying that.
Exactly.
Because of what Michigan was, what Michigan had been.
Yes.
So you can move up levels.
Yes.
Clemson was a sleeping giant, but they moved up levels.
Boy, did they move up levels.
And did it rather quickly, too.
Rather quickly.
So you're more excited for Badger football. So you can just... Because it's more fun.
Yes.
Jeremy says Packers all the way. Badgers can be fun, but Packers are a whole different animal. Even if they suck, I prefer the Pack. So even if the Packers are like 4-12, you enjoy watching losing football more than 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11
wins. I'm not doing 4-12 though with the Packers because I can't do that. I live that, actually, I think. With the Packers 1 year. No, that's not good football.
It's not fun. No. That's not good stuff. That doesn't make it enjoyable for anybody.
No.
When you have a team that, with Paul Christ, I think makes it more enjoyable. You said you know what the program is.
Yeah,
Paul Christ, I think, lays it down emphatically every single year of that they're a good football team that's going to be able to win the conference.
Right.
The national championship is there. Focus on a conference championship. I try to get through to that to Steve all the time.
Yeah.
And I know you've been doing it for quite longer than I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
The conference championships are championships.
Well, I mean, because people don't understand that. They don't value that. People don't.
When do you think that changed?
Well, Bo Schembechler. Bo, back in the day when he was coaching Michigan, that's all he used to say. Conference championship. It's all about conference championship. Because they knew, and because things are different, but they knew back then, if you win a conference championship, right, you went to the Rose Bowl. And if you went to the Rose Bowl and you win that, you had an opportunity to win a national championship.
To be one of the co-national champions or be the national champion.
That's
right.
Why they would always say conference championship. Mm-hmm. And right now, conference championship, I don't know if it means as much as it used to mean back in those days. But still, though, if you win your conference, you're going to be in a major bowl, or you're going to be in line to get to that national championship game or somewhere in there thereabouts.
Last year was the first time that the Big Ten champion hadn't gotten a bid to the college football playoff.
Right.
But that was also because Ohio State got the brakes beaten off of them at West Lafayette to an unranked team that was 500.
You can't get in like that.
If you're Wisconsin, this has always upset me about Wisconsin football.
Okay, what's always upset you?
There's this feeling like we're never going to get in because we're Wisconsin. If you win the conference and you beat the teams in front of you, you will get in.
Yeah.
And you'll get your chance.
Yeah, you get your chance.
Now, know what you're asking for.
Right.
Know what you're signing up for. Mm-hmm. That's playing ball with the big boys.
Yes, sir.
That's going up and playing Alabama in a undisclosed location. Not going to always be fun. See, with the Packers, I know what I'm getting into.
No, you don't.
I got Aaron Rodgers.
No, you don't. You don't know what you got.
I got a Packer party on Sunday.
This year, I get that. This year, you have no idea what you have with the Green Bay Packers.
That's awesome to me.
No, you have no idea what you got. You're going in blind as can be. I don't like that. I do not like this at all. One iota.
Not one iota.
One iota. You are going in blind. I don't really remember the last time that it has been such a team that I don't really know much about. You got two outside linebackers, Preston Smith and Ladarius Smith, I believe these guys' name. You don't know what they are. There's no Clay Matthews anymore. There's no Nick Perry. I mean, at least I knew that those guys were going to only play 14 games.
Yeah, you knew what you were going to be able to
see.
Yeah,
and I knew Hair on Fire guy was going to be Hair on Fire. I mean, I knew that. You don't know that. I mean, you got two guys you pay big money to that I think, how many sacks they've had in one year the most? 9? 10? Maybe?
Yeah, Za'Darius had 9.5 this year with the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
They're being...
Clay Matthews used to do that in his sleep. Could.
Yeah, used to.
Yeah. But you don't know what you got.
I think that's even better, though. But you and I are different.
I got Jerry Alexander over here. He's nice. I like him.
I think he could be a Pro Bowler.
I think he could be a Pro Bowler. But you don't know. You got Kevin King.
I think he could be a Pro Bowler.
You don't know. They say he ain't even practicing, cuz.
Well,
you got...
Every single day.
You got two safeties.
Devontae Adams said to Darnell Savage, we got a steal.
21 Savage, you don't know.
Kerry's rubbing his forehead again.
Right.
You're starting to get stressed.
Right, think about it.
Already.
You don't know. You don't know.
See, but you and I are different in this sense. I'm a gambler.
You don't know.
Huh? I love that sense of it. I love the gambling aspect of it. I don't know what I'm going to see.
I don't gamble. I don't like
gambling. I got a couple of things I know.
I don't like gambling, guys.
I know I got a solid left tackle in David Bakhtiari, one of the best in the league. I know I got one of the best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I know I got the best atmosphere in football.
Yeah, I don't like gambling, cuz.
Yeah, you don't like gambling.
I don't. I don't like gambling.
You like Brian Gutekunst?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
You like Bill Michaels?
Bill Michaels?
Yeah.
That's my boy.
That's your boy.
Post-game show
Green
together.
And gold post-game show together.
That's my ride or die guy, Bill. I don't care what y'all say about him.
Brian Gutekunst joined Bill Michaels. We're going to hear that conversation coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary got a couple of hashtag Big Show drinks for us. A go-to summer drink, this one from TJ, is banana rum and root beer.
No, I can't do none banana, none root beer.
Now, is that an allergic thing or is that just not liking banana?
No. Is guys really drinking bananas and stuff? I don't know.
Only in like a smoothie for me, like a strawberry banana thing like that.
No.
See, for me now, I can't drink pineapple.
Margarita's about as sweet as I'm going to get.
I've gotten a lot of people coming in with pina coladas. Now, I can't do that one because I'm allergic to pineapple.
Yes.
So I got to keep away from that. Otherwise, you guys are going to do another search here in a couple of weeks for a new guy to take over my spot.
Yeah.
Because I'd be gone.
Doing that.
Hashtag Big Hashtag. Show drinks at 105.7 FM. The Fan, your chance at a pair of Summerfest tickets here on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll talk to Mark Simon coming up at 3:48. But first, we hear from Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager, was on these airwaves, 105.7 FM. The Fan, earlier today. We bring that to you next. Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Got a chance at Summerfest tickets for you at 105.7 FM. The Fan, use the hashtag Big Show Drinks. What's your favorite summer drink? Gary Ellerson, you got two for the people.
Yeah.
Just
vodka lemonade. So light lemonade. Yes, because everything's gotta be light.
Yeah, you got to go with the light.
Light lemonade and just a splash of diet tonic.
So what does that add to it? Just like a little.
Well, I don't know. I know when it's not in there though.
You can tell when it's not there.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
I mean, I don't know, but I can tell when it's not in there. When I go. Let me do this. Just one squirt.
Thanks. You just need one little one.
The gun, you know, because just. And when it's not in there, I know it's not in there. I don't know what it does, but it just does something. Because I used to be just straight diet tonic. Because if they don't have light lemonade, I can't drink it. So
okay.
I used to be just straight diet tonic and a lime.
Mm-hmm. See, now I dump the lime with a water if I got a drink the next day.
Right. I throw a straight lime in there if you don't have it, because most folks don't have light lemonade, so it's normally just vodka and diet tonic.
Sure.
But if you got the light lemonade, yes, I'm going with that.
And just a little splash.
Yeah, and then I got a margarita. I got a margarita right now, baby Tosh, marinating, just waiting for it to be 100 or 90. We could get to just 75 or 80, just please.
What did Tim Allen call your margarita down in Arizona?
Yo, you had him. That's right. You had him down there. That's right. I forgot about that.
He called it a crippler or something like that. Crippler?
They sneak up on you, cuz. They will sneak up on you.
Tim Allen likes his tequila.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Likes his tequila.
And you drink it, and it's like a free flow. It kind of free flows. You don't think that it's, you don't think that it's nothing.
You don't know exactly when it's going to kick you.
No.
But you know at some point it's going to come back and get you.
Like a donkey. What you got?
Nothing. I was just.
Oh, I thought you were playing
scoping
some Tim.
No.
I thought you were playing some Tim. I thought Tim Allen said, "Yeah, get Tim to call in. See if you want to talk about that margarita." That's normally his go to before he goes to bed, because he knows that's going to turn his lights out.
Yep, that's going to knock you down. C Mac tweeting in # Big Show Drinks at 105.7 FM The Fan. Hennessy and apple juice with ice.
No, I can't do apple juice, cuz. Yeah, I don't. And really, my Hennessy, I don't like anything on my Hennessy with my Hennessy, but my Hennessy.
See, I like ice with it. That's about
it. Yeah, that's about it.
That's all I can really do.
I do that with that
in
Crown.
In addition to
that
it.
Crown Black, just that, you know.
Oh, see, now you're bringing up another can of worms.
Right.
Crown and ginger ale
Black.
Is another good one for me.
I do that.
Crown Royal Black, and ginger ale is another one. We got a Dominic Moscow Mule in a copper cup.
Nah.
Those are all the dangerous ones, though.
Yeah.
Anthony, you're fist popping over there. Oh, that's your summer drink of choice would be a
either
Moscow
that or
Mule?
Just gin and ice.
Gin and ice. Okay.
That's just
clean sitting on the rocks. I don't like gin.
No, see.
Sipping on it.
No.
You got your feet up, a cigar?
No. Yeah, no. Well, see.
Gin doesn't go well with a cigar for
whatever
me.
Whatever it is, you can just put it on ice.
No,
Scotch?
I'm going to tell you.
Whatever you like.
I don't know if y'all have done this, but certain alcohols that guys shouldn't drink, like gin makes me crazy.
Oh, so it awakes something that you don't want to awake?
Yeah, it brings out something in me that I'm normally, I don't act like I normally act. Like, I don't know if you guys ever had that. Like, if you ever had a drink, a particular alcohol that you know that you should stay away from, I think we all do.
Oh, yeah.
Gin, for me, it had to be trial and error to find out, like, at the 5 or 6 times, be like, dude, I can't drink that gin. That gin make me crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the same boat.
Gin makes me crazy, cuz.
You see the whites in your eyes a little bit more, because your eyes get a little bit buggy.
Just now?
Well, I'm in the same boat.
Oh.
Gin and bourbon are those two for me.
Gin makes me straight crazy.
When I drink bourbon, I feel
crazy
like
stuff on gin.
Sometimes I feel like an aristocrat.
Oh,
and I just got a bunch of money.
I do
and
bourbon
I'll do
every
whatever
day.
I want to do.
I do bourbon every
and
day.
And you're right. That gets dangerous. That gets dangerous.
Yeah, I do bourbon.
For a lot of people, that's tequila.
Yeah.
Now for me, I really enjoy a tequila. Just little tequila water, a little spritz of lime in there.
I just got some tequila, cuz I got like this really rare bottle of tequila. The other day, I'm going to find out what it is. I'm going to see if I can pull it up. Yeah, rare bomb. Got to look it up and see if I actually know what I got. Can we take a phone call here?
Let's grab John.
Let's grab John. John, you're up next on 105.7 FM in the Fan. John, what you got on that drink topic, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thanks, John.
You're talking about like vodka and tonic or vodka and ice. You got to have a gin and tonic, okay?
It's
got to be Henrik's gin.
Okay. Henrik's.
It's got a little bit of a cucumber flavor to it.
Okay.
With a lot of ice.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. Yes.
And a Yeti insulated mug. You know, it's the best gin you'll ever have.
Henrik's. I heard of Henrik's. Yes.
It is very good. Try it out.
So gin and what now? Gin and tonic.
Well, gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And then you, and the gin itself has a little bit of a lemon flavor to it.
Okay.
A cucumber flavor.
Okay.
To it.
Okay.
But you throw a slice of lime in there.
Uh huh.
With a lot of ice, and you put it in a Yeti.
Okay, got to be a Yeti.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing will stay cold, and it is the best summer drink you'll ever have.
Now let me ask you this: do you have a drink, John, that makes you crazy?
Well, if you drink enough of those, it will.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's one of them. That's the danger zone.
See?
KS says tequila and rum make KS go a little crazy. Maybe that's when he's posting the pictures of Gary Ellerson with his shirt off.
You ever have a Caribou Lou? That's a summertime drink.
A who now, Lou?
Caribou Lou.
Is that 151 rum, pineapple juice, Malibu?
Yeah.
Caribou Lou?
Yep, that's
make
it.
Yeah.
I never had a Caribou Lou. I never.
I don't believe that's... Caribou Lou, like the milky kind of drink, right? That's what you're saying?
No, a Caribou Lou, what you just said.
Oh, I'm singing the song. I just know the song.
Oh, there's a song?
There's a song,
that's
but
a drink,
I can't
though.
Say that on the radio. I know the FCC would not like
that. Yeah, don't
the
do
FCC
that,
does not like what comes after you say Caribou Lou. And then
Bill, I'm about to hit you up with this this tequila. You like tequila?
I love tequila.
I'm about to hit you up with this tequila that I got. It's supposed to be rare. We gotta look it up. I don't know. If you can buy here or where it's at. I think it came straight from Mexico.
Casamigos tequila.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
I have not. No, I've had the agave, azul.
Yeah.
It's agave. It's like the whitest type of tequila that you can have.
Uh-huh.
It's the clear form of it.
Right.
It is rather rare. It's not something that you usually find in like the 1800s and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
let's look that up. Give it to him. See if we can look and find if we can find something. You want to take the rest of these phone calls about these people?
Yeah, let's take these phone calls. We can hear from Brian Gutekunst in a minute.
Okay, let's
What's
go
your
to
favorite summer drink?
Victor in Oak Creek. Victor up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Vic, what you got, man?
Oh, how you doing, gentlemen? It's
good,
a pleasure to talk to you all.
Yeah.
On a comment with the gin, it's not very well known. It's called Death's Door.
Oh, you see, you got to stay away from that Death's Door.
No, that's good, Gary.
Oh, it's named after the waterway up by the off of Door County.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay, because I thought, when I'm thinking Death's Door, that's something I don't know if I want to drink much of.
Oh, no, it's good.
It's good.
So is their vodka, and it is. Hendricks is good, like your last caller, but the Death's Door, it is as smooth as silk. Throw a little bit of olive juice and some seltzer in there, and brother.
Right.
It sounds like
you're about to go have one right now, Vic.
Actually, I just stopped at the liquor store. Going to grab me some.
Go ahead.
There you go, Victor.
Don't let me stop you.
Don't let me
go
stop you.
Go in there.
$48.99. I'm finding the Casamigos Blanco.
Okay.
That's a solid bottle.
It's a solid?
80 proof, 40% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
You can buy it online. You can have it engraved.
Oh.
It's like a... It doesn't necessarily seem like the tequila itself... No, it does seem like tequila itself is pretty strong.
Oh, really?
That tequila might tequila is going to get you.
What does it say?
100% tequila de agave. Right here it says a warning.
Warning.
Like right next to the reviews online, it says warning.
No, you kidding me, Doug? It don't say warning, man. Come on, cuz. Don't mess with me like that.
It just says warning. Keep out of the hands of children.
Oh,
I think
well,
we all get that.
Yeah, we get that.
Come
okay,
on.
We know that. Okay, I thought you said warning. Don't drink a half a bottle or something like that.
I had Gary Alford.
Yeah, don't mess me up, man. I haven't tried it yet. It's still in the case, right there. Is it felt?
Oh, like a sleeve?
Yeah.
Yes.
It comes in a felt sleeve.
There's one here where you can buy the Casamigos Tequila Party Pack, which is $190, and that includes three bottles. It includes the one that you have.
Yeah.
It includes the small batch ultra premium tequila, which is that one's 120 proof. That's gonna come up and get you. That's about 60%. And then the other one is the gold. I don't like the gold tequila. I like the light tequila.
Oh yeah.
I don't like messing around with those dark like Quavo Gold.
Yeah.
Those give me a bellyache.
The Quavo Gold?
The silver, though, is the ones where I'm wandering around the streets.
I like silver. But you know what scares me off a little bit, though? Death's Door. I mean, I'm not...
I'm not drinking anything that says, in fact, just say
I'm going to the liquor store and I'm going to buy something called Death's Door. I'm not venturing in that.
But like, if we were playing a drinking game and you had to drink the Death Cup, would you be?
Now I'm gonna tell you a story. I had never like done, like, you know, back down south we didn't have drinking games. I mean, I don't know if that's a black or white thing. The first time I ever had a drinking game was when I came to Wisconsin. All my white friends,
no doubt,
they're doing the cards, red, black card, red card, black, whatever. Yeah. You know, one you get, you got to drink. And you got to drink the worm. You got to eat the worm, you know, doing all that crazy stuff. Oh, that's the first time I had tequila when I came up here. I had never had tequila before. I'm drinking a little Boone's Farm, a little Mad Dog. That's what I was raised on, you know, that kind of stuff, you know.
And then you came up here and it was a whole other ball game.
Oh,
you
didn't realize. I mean, they drink stuff like Death's Door. I mean, you know, drinking that.
Madman on Twitter says, Brandy Slush, hashtag Big Show Drinks at 105.7 FM. The Fan on Twitter, the only chance you got for a chance at Summerfest tickets. 414-799-1250.
Let's go to out to Alex in West Dallas. Alex, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Alex, what you got, man?
Hey, I have been drinking, so this is my summer drink.
Okay.
Is Tito's.
Uh-huh.
And I wish Leroy was here because it's $3 off at Pick and Save. I was gonna give him a shout out.
You did
maybe
anyway.
I'll see him this weekend.
Yeah, you might.
Just
but
might.
You take that,
okay.
And then you get a squirt. You know the soda squirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You put that in there. That's like your little tonic.
Uh-huh.
And then you get fresh orange juice or fresh pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And you mix that in with it. Perfect summer drink.
Yeah. See, thanks for your phone call. I don't like all the fruity stuff.
I don't mind the orange juice, but I can only take a few of it.
Yeah.
Like, for the tequila, for me, I love tequila sunrise.
Okay.
But I can only have, like, one or two of that. But otherwise, I'm going to have to start going with some water and vodka, water and tequila.
Right. You know this is Wisconsin when we push back Brian Gutekunst to talk about drinking. I mean, you guys are thoroughly engaged.
That's true. Phone lines juiced up.
Juiced up.
I didn't think we're gonna take a break and come
Let's
back with
break,
more of
back.
It. Okay.
Right,
what's your summer drink? 414-799-1250. You can tweet it at 105.7 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag Big Show Drinks for your chance at a pair of Summerfest tickets. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt, talking drinking. I like to do it. Talking and drinking. We can't talk and drink. So don't worry about that. We're not doing that.
Not doing that.
We're consummate professionals here on Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. Gary didn't expect this to blow up, but I love it because it's Wisconsin. Steven said his favorite summer drink, hashtag Big Show Drinks at 105.7 FM The Fan for a chance at Summerfest tickets. You also call 414-799-1250. An ice cold Mexican lager from the microbrewery City Lights Beer is my favorite. The lime and then sipping tequila on the side.
Oh.
I really never have sipped tequila. Is that bad?
No, and I've never really sipped tequila either.
Okay, I didn't know if that was just me. Like,
I mean,
like, if it's in
matter
the margarita.
Of fact, I got one of my buddies who is a tequila drinker. I mean,
okay.
So
that's him.
You know how I like all this rare whiskey, bourbon,
sure.
all
yep.
this stuff? The Pappy Van Winkle and the Weller and Blanton's and all that stuff, right? So, but there's, I guess, a market for tequila that same way where my buddy, he drinks all this rare tequila, which I don't. I've never done
it
like that.
It's such a danger
zone. I think
zone.
It's an acquired taste. I've never done it like that. I'm so afraid of tequila that way.
The only time that I like really got into it, where I was drinking it like aggressively.
Right.
I was in Las Vegas with Tim Allen this year, the Monday after the Super Bowl, and I was lost for like 3-4 hours. They didn't know where I was, just wandering around the streets.
I
got to get up out of here. I got to walk around a little bit.
See, gin makes me do that.
Yeah. Just
but
I gotta get up
also
and walk around
gin
a little
makes
bit.
Me aggressive.
Ooh. Yeah, you should lock that one down. 414-799-1250.
Let's go to Jason. Is he in Okinawa? Jason, you're up next on 105.7 FM in the Fan. Jason, where you at?
Oconomowoc.
What are you doing?
Intern AmFam's from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what's up, Jason?
He's doing it.
I thought Joe was in Okinawa. I was like, is in Vietnam, cuz? What we got? Hello, Vietnam!
Everybody does that. Unless you're from around here, you wouldn't know the name.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Jay.
How you guys doing?
All good, right, man.
All right. And just want to say I love your show. First time I ever called. Had to call about this drink. Gin and lemonade with a splash of tonic in there. So I figured Gary might, maybe we can get him to switch, because gin kind of makes me crazy too, but when you mix it with lemonade, it just simmers it down or something.
Doesn't
so.
It? And gin has that kind of like that pine tree taste or
yeah,
smell.
Yeah, with the lemonade,
mm-hmm.
it's yeah, like, it's a really great taste. So
yeah.
And Hendrix, somebody called and said
yeah.
that earlier.
Hendrix is
a
choice.
Gin.
That's a gin. What about this yeah. Death's Door? You ever heard of that thing?
I have. I used to own a bar, and yeah, that stuff's nasty, dude. Stay away.
Okay. see, that's what I'm saying.
We need guys like Jason. We need
yeah,
experts.
Sitting
like
straight, because I'm not doing. I'm serious. If you Death's Door is not going to get me to drink that,
I'm not interested in that. Cowboy Curtis comes in with a strip and go naked. 6-pack of light beer, 12-ounce vodka, 12-ounce lemonade concentrate, and you just pour it all into one and just mix it up. That sounds disgusting.
What is it now?
A 6-pack of light beer.
A 6-pack of light beer. Like the whole thing?
The whole thing.
6-pack of light beer, okay.
12 ounces of vodka.
Okay.
And then 12 ounces of lemonade concentrate.
Oh, no, you're throwing up.
That's like not even,
no.
That's not like the good kind of WAP
no.
that you make at like a college party. That's
no,
the nasty kind that
no,
you make at a college
up,
party. Cuz
you ain't, what? See, I'm grown. You know, I'm just trying to just smooth in there.
So you're not. Everclear isn't going to be involved with any of these.
Well, used to,
for you.
But I don't,
used
I'm,
to be.
I don't do that no more. I'm not saying I never have.
Good. Yeah, no, none of us.
Right,
are
we all did it somewhere
we
at some
tried,
point.
We all tried the grain vodka.
You
at
had
some point.
To.
You had to. It was a requirement.
I mean, you were so right the other day when I said to you, dude. You got five guys already just laying down on the ground over there, just rolling around. What make you think the sixth guy is going to do it? You're right, because I'm not going to be like those guys.
I'm not going to be like
I'm
that guy.
I'm going to win the bet.
You kidding me?
I'm going to win the bet, because we bet. Let's go to Double J out in Racine. Double J, you up next, 105.7 up in the fan. Double J, what you got, man?
Yeah, Gary, you drink that gin, you sin.
Yeah,
you
know, yes.
You drink that Jack, you don't come back.
Oh, okay. So,
but me and my buddies got a drink. We call it a fog cutter.
The who?
And a fog cutter.
Fog cutter. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. And it's equal parts Southern Comfort and equal parts vodka. And then you put it in a blender with ice with some Daly's raspberry mix.
Uh-huh.
And you blend it all up. And if you guys remember the announcer, Hawk Harrelson.
Yeah.
If you have two of these, you're going to be down. And if you have three, he gone.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay, well, just be at home with it. You know, Southern Comfort used to be my drink a long time ago. I used to love Southern Comfort. Then it just went away. I haven't had it in like 30 years.
I haven't
years.
Had it in a little while either.
Probably.
But I went through a run, too, like a 2 or 3 month run where it was
no,
Southern
I
Comfort
went for
like
a whole year in college.
Southern a whole year for you in college.
And Southern Comfort was my thing, cuz.
Southern Comfort's a drink in college where, like, everybody knows that the Southern Comfort's going to be there.
Yeah.
But not everybody knows who's going to bring it.
Yeah.
And whoever brings the Southern Comfort.
Right.
Somebody watch out for that guy.
Yeah.
Somebody watch
Southern
out for that guy.
Southern Comfort used to be a thing
guy.
For me a long time ago.
It's not bad. It's
no.
sweet.
Yeah. It's not a bad drink. Let's go to Kay. She's in Fond du Lac, I think. Kay, you up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Kay, what summer drink you got?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love Tito's.
Okay.
Ginger ale and a slice of lime.
Okay. Now,
that sounds like Nip Nip.
Is that in the cup thing?
No, that would be ginger beer.
Okay.
I switched it out with ginger ale.
Okay. And that's your go-to summer drink?
Extremely refreshing.
Okay. Thanks.
That sounds good.
Kate, real quick, Kate, do you listen to us all the time?
I do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I enjoy you thoroughly.
Okay.
Oh.
Roy Butler is my favorite Packer of all time. Got a picture with him up here.
Oh, nice.
A number of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
And how you listening to us up in Fond du Lac? Okay.
I'm sorry?
How do you listen to us up in Fond du Lac?
Dad.
Say what again?
on my iPad at work.
Love it. Oh, she's perfect. At work. Even better. Thank you, Kay.
You betcha.
Not much better even than better. Talking about drinking at work.
Right. I got a call.
We've manipulated she's on her the
iPad,
situation.
She's on her iPad at work. You don't get much better than that.
No. Calling us thinking this about would, drinking I mean, on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. It's Wednesday. It's raining. And we're thinking about having a drink.
That's the thing. Like, when I was thinking about this, like, it's gloomy outside, but there's nothing better than the anticipation to get the summer drinking.
Yeah.
The anticipation
we need a good stretch here.
To get the feet up.
Yes.
Sandals out. Sunglasses on.
Yes.
Not much better. 414-799-1250.
Let's go out to my good friend Buzz. What a great name. And Wauwatosa. Buzz, what you got, man?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show immensely. Fun topic today. I got two things I'm going to throw at you.
Okay.
One, I used to have a couple of bars. So I came across this drink after a friend turned me on to it. There's a rum called Mount Gay Rum. And you mix that with tonic and a wedge of lime. It's only for summer. I can't drink it any other time of the year. But you have to try the Mount Gay Rum and Tonic. It's like an amber rum.
Mount Gay.
Mount Gay.
Okay.
And you can find it in pretty much all the major liquor stores, but that's awesome.
All right.
And I got a gin I'm going to blow at you. It's called Aviation Gin.
Uh-huh.
Small batch. Man, that stuff.
What are you mixing that stuff with, Buzz?
I like to do my gin just, you know, with a good bottle of tonic and a couple of limes. So I keep it simple, but just straight up, you know?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Appreciate it, Buzz.
You know, I was wondering when we were going to get the phone call from my buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, let's save that.
I was just, because you know he
you know he's got, he's you know got he's something got, to weigh in
You know
on
he's
this.
Got to weigh in on this, right?
You know, when we're talking about your favorite summer drinks,
yeah,
he's got a lot of hot takes on
he's,
this topic.
What?
Got a lot of hot takes.
I bet
takes.
He's a professional.
Probably a lot of experience, too.
Let's go to my guy, Troy, on the north side. Troy, you're up next, 157 after the fan. Troy, what you got, man?
Hey, what's up, Big Show?
Yeah.
Hey, I got this drink. It's called a Ding Dong.
A Ding Dong.
When you get done drinking. Yeah, when you get done
drinking,
you're going to act like a Ding Dong.
Okay.
Okay, it's some Kettle One Vodka.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
Get you some limeade from the, go to the frozen food department. Get you some of that frozen limeade.
Okay. Yeah.
And get some ice. Put it in the blender, crush it up. And then did you a slice of lime and a slice of lemon. And I'm telling you, not only is it good, it will get you toe up.
Good summer.
So, Troy,
drink.
so it's like a blended, almost like a like a, a like a blended yeah. thing.
Like a blended, almost like a slushy drink.
Okay.
But it's not sweet. It's got a little sweetness to it, but it's got a sweet and sour. Like most guys don't like sweet drinks.
Right.
I don't
no.
like sweet drinks.
No, I don't like sweet drinks.
So it's got more of a sour taste to it, man. It's, it's good. It'll get you toe up, man.
All right. Get your toe up.
I like
from
that.
The floor
he said
toe up.
Toe up.
From the floor up.
Are you bringing in your man?
And guys, we just want to say drink responsibly.
Yes.
Can we just throw that out there?
When we say tore up, the one guy said keep it at home.
Yeah.
Uber,
Lyft.
Those are two great
all
situations.
Those,
please
yes.
drink responsibly. And,
just as we're saying this, yes.
Let's comfortably.
You know Trav. Let's get to my friend Trav in Brown Deer.
Trav,
what you got,
some
man?
Hot takes on this topic.
All right, Gary. Jim, me and Jim, a summertime drink, especially with that significant lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Harder. Sex on the beach.
What's the sex on the beach, Trav?
Malibu peach schnapps and orange juice.
Yeah, that's too sweet for me, Trav.
Not for the beach though. I've had it, Trav.
Yeah,
you're onto something with sex on the beach.
What?
You're onto something with that sex on a beach. That's a good drink.
Okay.
Trav, you got another drink? You were saying gin. You doing a gin or no?
No, I'm not doing gin or Rumplemintz or McGillicuddy's.
Stay away from that.
Yeah.
Trav's not touching that.
So that's your stay away drinks. Do you have another drink that you like outside of sex on the beach, though? You got another one? Be careful.
Daiquiri.
Daiquiri. Okay.
Trav, daiquiri?
I'm a beer drinker usually.
Well,
there you go.
We're talking,
okay. All right. Well, thanks, Trav. Yeah, that's
appreciate
what I'm
it, Trav.
Yeah.
Good talking to you, brother.
Okay, there you go.
I was wondering,
right?
Like.
Because he doesn't seem like a...
I really like a chocolate, chocolate martini.
Right. He doesn't seem like a sex on the beach or a strawberry daiquiri kind of guy.
It didn't sound like I was...
No.
I didn't think he was going to say a dirty martini with three olives.
Yeah, no. No. But I tell you what, I'll do a dirty martini.
Yeah, so I'm not touching that.
You don't do those? Because.
I can't touch that.
I'll do, and you know what I like them? Extra dirty.
Oh.
And I like four olives.
Four of them.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't like olives. See, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
It throws me off.
I'll do a dirty martini like never before.
Let's grab one more in here. We got to get out of here. We'll bring this back 5 o'clock. Pick a lane. And you got chances at Summerfest tickets at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Use the hashtag Big Show Drinks for your favorite
summer
drink.
Let's go to Derek. He's in Lake Geneva. Derek, what you got, man? Derek. All right. We'll skip Derek.
Nope.
Yeah, he's done. Let's go out to Steve on the south side. Steve, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Steve, what you got, man?
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Love your show.
Yeah.
We love you, Steve.
But the drink I got is called a Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I think that's the one you were talking about, Gary. You need the glass.
Yeah. You need the
copper mug.
The copper mug.
Yep, copper mug.
It's vodka, ginger beer, and a good squeeze of lime.
Good squeeze. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Last one. Jake in West Bend. He's gone. All right, done.
That's, man, see, now this is fun, though. Like, now I'm in a much better situation, a much better mood.
Yeah.
So when we talk about this at 5, Gary, during Pick a Lane, we're going to talk about the Packers again, and is Matt LaFleur going to be in control? So just remember how good you feel now when I play the country of Matt LaFleur.
He's messing up my game.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bayless Schmidt, baby Tausch. Gary Ellerson with you until 6 o'clock on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.